Hi everyone, Lisa Haven here, and I've got a bombshell report to share with you guys in regards to COVID-19 pandemic and something that I've been saying here on my channel and on Restricted Republic all along, and that is that this thing is hyped and over-exaggerated. And I've been saying that since the very beginning. Real virus, however, real hype and real exaggerated information by the mainstream media and our leading government officials. And I've got proof now via some mainstream media sources that that is the case. And not only that, but the World Bank has come out and admitted a bombshell about COVID-19 via a document that they publish, and you won't believe what they're saying about the virus. Now, before I do, I just want to give a quick shout out to my partner at NobleGoldInvestments.com. If you've not converted your 401k, I want to encourage you to do that, because now is the time, because they are giving away this coin with any approved Roth or any approved IRA, but it's an amazing Apollo 11 coin, over a $300 value. All right, so let's dive into what's going on with the World Bank, and check this out. This is on nationalfile.com, and it's titled, World Bank Document Lists COVID-19 Program Ending in March 2025. Yes, you heard that right. That means that they want this pandemic going on, not just this year, but 4 years into the future. That means we could be subjugated to mandates and lockdowns for years on end, only to be met with another pandemic in a couple years after that. When I explained and told you guys that they wanted these mandates on and off forever, well, this is exactly what they are vouching for. But it goes on to say in the article, the World Bank COVID Strategy Preparedness and Response Program document that's marked for official use only, identified by the bank's COVID-19 program ending in March 2025, more than 4 years away from our current date. And the start date was April 2020. Now, before I read more into this report, let me take you straight to the horse's mouth, as I like to say. You can see here we are on worldbank.org. This is the actual report that put it in there. And I'm going to scroll down, or before I do, this is, you can see April 2nd, 2020 was the published date there. But I'm going to scroll down to the very first page so you can reference it. And you can see COVID-19 Strategic Preparedness and Response Program. And you can see the start date here. And then you can see the end date, March 31st, 2025. That's terrifying. The World Bank is basically saying the world is not going to stop their suppressive regime until 2025. Only then, wink, wink, will we maybe have another pandemic that we can implement more. We've already killed small businesses in the name of this pandemic, which allowed, right, big corporations to rise to the forefront and basically seek profits, which is going to eventually end up in socialist, communist style world where you have a rich class ruling over a poor class. But that's not all, right? Let me go back to this National Fire Report, because you also have to see something else. A little bit further down, it says, the World Bank website has an active record for COVID-19 diagnostic test instruments and apparatus, and it gives a number there, exports by country in 2018. Yes, that date says 2018, even though the World Health Organization did not name COVID-19 until February 2020 amid this year's outbreak. There is also a record of COVID-19 tests exported in 2017 on the World Bank website, right? At this time, we await a clear explanation from officials as to why this record exists and will update accordingly. In other words, here's what they found. And they took a screenshot, because what I did is I tried to open up this World Bank page and it basically says Safari can't find it and it's not there. So I'm going to share you the information as I have it. However, the National File managed to grab a screenshot before it got scrubbed or removed. And this screenshot clearly shows 2017 is when these test kits were exported into countries. And then here is the other section that they managed to take screenshots of. You can see the test kits there, and you can see in 2017, top exporters of COVID-19 test kits are, and it lists all these states. So what did they know in 2017 that the rest of the public didn't know? That's a good question. So they've got an email into World Bank asking, did you make a mistake on this date or what's going on, right? So we're waiting to hear, but either way, This is absolutely terrifying. Did they know something about the COVID-19 pandemic in 2017 and 2018 before the average public? And the interesting part is it wasn't called COVID-19 until February 2020. So what the heck is it doing in 2017 and 2018? Good question. I'll keep you guys updated as we get that information in. But as I've been stating all along, very real virus, lots of hype to the virus. And this is the other stuff that I want to show you. This is on rtnews.com, and I consider them more mainstream, if you will. But here they are actually admitting via an op-ed something I've been saying all along. Up to 90% of people who test positive for COVID barely carry any virus and are not contagious. Huh. Every stat about the disease is bogus. This is an op-ed on RT News. And it says, data from three states, New York, Nevada, Massachusetts, show that when the amount of virus is found in a person is taken into account, up to 90% of people who have tested positive should actually have been negative. Interesting. As they are carrying only tiny amounts of virus and are not contagious and pose no risk to others and have no isolate. In other words, we're being subjugated to this stuff for what reason? Good question. Here's another article. This is also on RT News. And this one's COVID-19 test may be detecting traces of dead virus, giving false positives and exaggerating the pandemic, research shows. And the study was carried out by experts of University of Oxford's Center for Evidence-Based Medicine and the University of West England. And it found that the risk of false positive because of how COVID testing is being conducted, there's a very big risk. And it says, the scientists discovered that despite people with COVID-19 being infectious for only around a week, one test used to detect the disease can still give a positive reading weeks after a person has recovered from the virus. Wait now, right? Here's another one in case you want to see it on a different news source. Here's bbcnews.com. Coronavirus test could be picking up dead virus, which basically seconds the same thing that the RT News article was talking about. Not only that, but here's another study that I wanted to show you guys. And this one comes from OANnews.com. UCLA Stanford study finds that average 50 to 64 year old chance of dying from COVID-19 are 1 in 19 million. Well, that's pretty slim. But don't worry, we're only killing our economy, putting people out of jobs, making people starve and wait in mile-long lines just to get food, akin to what we're seeing in socialist countries. Over what? COVID? Something that's way exaggerated? Take a listen to what they had to say in this clip.
A new study from medical scientists at UCLA and Stanford University finds the likelihood of contracting the coronavirus is much, much lower than previously thought. The study, published in late June, says the current probability of becoming infected, going to the hospital, or even death from COVID-19 is, quote, an extremely rare event. The study goes on to say that people are vastly overestimating their chances of getting sick and going to the hospital, especially here in the U.S. As part of the study, doctors reviewed public cases of infection in 100 of the largest counties across the nation. They found that an average person in an average county has a 1 in 3,836 chance of getting infected with
with COVID-19. A 1 in 3,836 chance of being infected. But hey, oh, let's not forget about this little piece of the number, which I shared, by the way, on Restricted Republic weeks ago. If you guys aren't on my platform there, me and Justice Knight post videos every single day. And the latest one I've got here, I brought Dave Hodges on, but so much more is going on. Get on Restricted Republic now and sign up. There's actually a 14-day free trial. But anyhow, I leaked this on Restricted Republic weeks ago. But here it is. We're on the CDC website in case we need evidence. For YouTube there. This is the weekly updates and select demographics and graphic characteristics. And I know I've already brought this up, but we need to reiterate it over and over again. And in the section that says comorbidity, it says for 6% of the deaths, COVID-19 was the only cause mentioned. 6%. The other 94%, that would be 6% minus 100%. The other 94% had deaths with conditions or causes in addition to COVID-19 on average. There were 2.6 additional conditions or causes per death. In other words, 6% of people diagnosed in the U.S. who died of COVID-19 died of COVID-19 alone. The other 94% had 2 to 3 other comorbidities listed on the death certificate in addition to COVID-19. In my opinion, that kind of settles and, it's done. Like, come on. This is similar to something we see with the regular flu. And I know I'm like a broken record saying this, but more and more information is coming out every day, going in line with what I've been saying since day one, and we were censored for. But until the mainstream media starts to admit it or yada yada, then they play into that narrative. But anyhow, I wanted to get you guys all that information. Please share it with everybody you know and spread it around. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm Lisa Haven, signing out.